We often talk about the amazing work our volunteers do for RNIB and how many people take up volunteering for different reasons. It could be you've retired. It could be you're looking to do some volunteering to get experience when you're applying for jobs, or just some extra time when you want to give something back. Now, today, we are chatting with Rachel Jones, who not only has been a customer of RNIB, but has become a volunteer and now an employee as well. So quite a journey then, Rachel.
It's been an amazing journey, I have to say, and it does seem quite incredible to look back, and it feels like I was a different person before I came to RNIB. So when I was registered blind, I was about 33. Although I knew that that was coming because I was born with a visual impairment, it did knock me for six when it did actually finally happen. But I look back at it now, and in a weird way, it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because it kind of forced me to confront my diagnosis. I'd been kind of running away from it for some time, but also it opened up a lot more support than I'd ever had in my life as well. So I remember my eye clinic liaison officer kind of contacting me, and that seemed to be the start of something amazing, and an amazing journey really, because I suddenly had lots of different levels of support from RNIB.
It's strange how similar, you know, myself, for instance, you know, early 30s, lost my sight. I was a customer of RNIB, did a bit of volunteering, and now I work with them. There must be something going, something in the water, I think, Rachel. How did becoming involved with RNIB then, you know, someone who's looking for some support, how did that change things?
I was really lacked confidence. I was a very kind of anxious person, didn't really leave the house all that much. I was in a bit of a bad way, really. But it was my vision rehabilitation specialist who kind of, she nudged me towards, you know, thinking about volunteering as well. And then I went on a Living Well with Sight Loss course. And I remember, like, the second day of that course, I was just thinking, oh, I would love to do this. This is amazing. It was a fantastic experience. You know, it gave me so much information, gave me a real boost to my confidence, and kind of made me think that sight loss wasn't life ending. It was just kind of life changing, really. And I could change things and I could adapt to it. So it really opened some doors for me, opened my mind a bit more. And I do remember, it was weirdly enough, it was on my birthday. My husband said, oh, a volunteering opportunity has come up for the Living Well with Sight Loss courses. So because it was my birthday, I took it as a sign that I was meant to volunteer for RNIB. And off the back of just doing that bit of volunteering, other bits, other opportunities opened up as well. And I started to put my hand up for anything and everything, really. And then by the end of it, I was on TV and doing live radio, which I could never have imagined myself doing that 5 years prior. I was incredibly shy, didn't want to talk about my sight loss whatsoever. But now I'm at the point where you can't get me to shut up about it now, unfortunately.
It's quite an amazing turnaround from coming to RNIB for some help and support and advice to volunteering. There's lots of opportunities to volunteer with RNIB. You know, you could give an hour a week or 20 hours, whatever you want, really. But how did you kind of narrow down what you wanted to do for volunteering? Or, like you say, did you just want to try anything and see what happened?
Yeah, I think that's how it kind of ended up, really. I think what helped is there's some amazing people that work for RNIB. I had some of the most amazing, like, volunteer managers as well. And I think you get into a point where you think, oh, you know, I really want to do this for them, or I'd really want to help them. When they give you a call asking if you're interested in something, by the end of it, you just, yeah, absolutely. You kind of, you're up for anything, I think, by the end of it. And I think, yeah, being a customer as well, I just kind of feel like there was no way I could ever physically, like, pay back in money terms what RNIB gave to me. So volunteering my time just felt like a real natural way to give back and to kind of help the people going through the very similar things that I'd been through as well. I'd come from a very rural area, I'd gone to mainstream school. So it wasn't until I started to do some work with RNIB that I actually met other blind and partially sighted people. And I think that for me was one of the big transformations as well, because I got to learn a lot from other people, got to see how they did things, get involved with what they were getting involved with as well, and make some friends. And I think that was another big thing as well, just it opened up quite a few networks that I'd never had before.
When it comes to employment, you know, had that even been on the radar before you started volunteering?
Absolutely not. I mean, I do remember, so just before I was registered blind, I was really, really struggling in my job. I worked in hospitality and it was kind of my job to like do a lot of checking and inspecting, like the cleanliness of hotels and restaurants. And I was really struggling with that. It was becoming really difficult. And I remember when my ophthalmologist said, well, we're going to have to, you know, register you blind now. You've lost X amount of vision over the last year. And I thought, I have to give up my job, which was a really difficult thing to do. And I remember a point where I was feeling incredibly low. I couldn't look at my CV. I couldn't even think about having work again or getting any employment again. I was at such a low, low ebb. But yeah, once you start putting your toe back in the water, I think, and realizing, oh, there are other things to do, other ways to do things as well. And you start getting, as you say, start getting interested in different parts of the volunteering experience. So I got really interested in campaigning. And through campaigning, I got a lot of opportunities to do things like public speaking, which I'd never done before. Absolutely amazing. And it was really, you know, through that I was able to even contemplate applying for a job. It was a big step to apply for a job. And it was the job that came up was Policy and Campaigns Officer for RNIB Cymru. And somehow I got it, which is amazing. and they've kept me on, which is great as well.
What do you get from the job then? What do you love about it?
Oh, I have to say it's creating social change. That's a big driver of mine. And it's really fantastic working with the other volunteers as well. I feel like I'm in a real privileged position to help other volunteers do exactly the same thing that I was doing. But I absolutely love, you know, getting stuck in there. I always say I'm the one that goes into these meetings with perhaps government, local authorities, health boards, and I like to tell them what's what, really. I like to tell them how things are for blind and partially sighted people. And it's just a very rewarding job. And it's great to get our volunteers stuck into some of the campaigns. But what's been fantastic is since the start of this year, we've done an event at the Senedd. I've gone to party political conferences. It feels like I've gone back out there and we've brought our volunteers out there with us as well. And it's fantastic to see them just in their element, campaigning, talking to people, engaging. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's interesting you talk about, you know, when you were losing your sight, you know, that the confidence was going, independence was going, you just wanted to lock yourself away. But you took that step to ask for help with the Living Well with Sight Loss course as Moon, then moving into volunteering. It's almost as if, you know, they were a real catalyst for, you know, a huge change.
They really were. And I can kind of almost pinpoint one moment really that really changed me. And I remember I was working with my vision rehabilitation specialist. And I remember saying to her, one of the things I'd love to do is go on a train by myself. And I know that sounds like a really small thing to most people, but, you know, I had such anxiety about going out. I just couldn't figure how on earth I could go on the train by myself. So she came along, she did some mobility training with me. She took me on the train and then I had an opportunity to go down to Cardiff to attend an event as a volunteer. And it meant I had to go on the train by myself. And, you know, through all the steps I'd taken, I built up my confidence and I went and did it. And I remember texting her actually afterwards saying, you'll never guess, I've just gone on the train by myself. I've got myself to Cardiff and back from Mid Wales, which is no mean feat, really. I remember going down into the Cardiff office as a volunteer and just getting a lot of energy from the place, from the staff, from the other volunteers, and just really feeling like it was a real special place. And it just made me feel, although it was just a small little meeting, you know, with other volunteers, it made me feel on top of the world, really. It made me feel like I was really important somehow. And I think that was really a catalyst in my journey.
Now we've got Volunteers Week coming up, the 1st to the 7th of June. This year. I mean, what would you say to people then who have thought about volunteering, maybe haven't taken that step yet, or even, you know, people who are blind or partially sighted who may benefit from something like this, or maybe they're looking to build the confidence or, you know, looking to build skills for employment? How would you encourage people to get involved with RNIB?
Absolutely do it. Yeah, give us a call. Come and have a chat with us. We're always looking for volunteers. We could not do the things that we do without our volunteers. They're so important to us. And it does give you such skills training, such experience. It can let you do things you probably never thought you'd ever do. Just from our work this year alone, you know, with some of our volunteers, we've now got them involved in some real high level Welsh government meetings. And it's absolutely fantastic. And I know that they're still a little bit nervous. Some of them think that they're probably not ready enough to do it, but they absolutely are. And doing more and more of those things would just build their confidence as well. So absolutely do it. You've got nothing to lose. And it's just really great. I always say volunteering is such a great way to get some skills, perhaps fill in those gaps if you're worried about gaps on your CV, if you're thinking about employment. Come and do some volunteering. You'll get lots out of it. You'll meet loads of other great people as well. And hopefully you'll meet lots of great RNIB staff as well.
So no matter what your interests are, or even time you're able to give RNIB, please do get in touch. There's a whole host you can get involved in. We'd love to hear from you, as Rachel says. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can even ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. Or have a look at the website, rnib.org.uk. If you search for volunteering, there's loads of information for you as well. Rachel, lovely to chat with you. I know you're a very busy person. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.